What's your favorite Cheers song?
I like Wake Up Whites, Get Out of Bed.
Cereal time.
Our time's over. Go. I like how it's like breakfast and like cereal. I think it's cereal.
Such a clever theme.
Yeah, it is. I love that song.
Welcome to Beside Lake Mita. Today we are talking to Allegra. Allegra shares fun and crazy stories about all her fun camp memories. If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Mita, DM us on Instagram and subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your pods.
Knit one, purl two!
Allegra W, this one's for you. Let's get into it. Hi, Allegra.
Hi.
So let's start from the beginning. How did you choose Maramita?
I have a friend named Rowan, and she told me about Maramita, so I tried it out. And
you like it?
I love it. I think it's a great place to be.
Coming to camp for the first time, did you have a lot of friends with you?
No. My only friend was actually Rowan.
And your sister?
And my sister, yeah.
Yeah. Was that, like, hard, or did you find it easy to make friends?
I found it easier to make friends than it is at home, because everybody's very welcoming here.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Your first year, was it hard to stay in?
Sometimes I would get homesick, but I knew that I would be able to call them during visitors weekend, and also I'd be able to send letters to them, so that made me really happy.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of like, I remember last year I was pretty homesick because it was also my first year. And staying 8 was hard, for sure. But now I realize with 17-ish days left of camp, how quick it's going.
Yeah, it's going by very quickly.
It's crazy to me that the summer's almost over.
Agreed.
What was it like on your first year being a little captain, not knowing all the games, never, like, experiencing a full summer at Maramita? Like, what was it like?
It was new to me, very new, but I thought that it was super fun. I got to meet all these new people on my little team, and it was just great. And I loved learning all these games and finding out that I was a little captain. I was so excited, but I was also pretty nervous.
What was it like seeing that your sister this year got to be a little captain and you were a red little captain? Has to have a lot of emotions, huh?
Yeah, I'm so happy for her. And I'm so glad that she's a red with me, too.
Yeah. Let's jump into some Maramita stuff. What were your MTVs this year and last year?
Last year, it was I Want It All with Charlie and
Alex,
yeah. And this year, mine was Time of Our Lives with Toby and Reagan.
For Maramita, like, what did you think of it versus, like, Red and White? Like, what are your opinions and stuff?
Red and White was a lot more, like, more strict because of the sing, and, like, but I get it, like, and Maramita, it was, like, MTV, like, practice, and a lot of, like, other, like, practice, and then we had, like, a whole show, but, like, that wasn't, like, so, like, private or, like, but yeah, I liked both.
We practiced a lot in the cabins and stuff.
Yeah, that too.
And it was less of a secret.
Yeah, a lot less of a secret than Second Session.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the sing?
I love this sing because we get to sing new songs in the mess hall and, like, bring back a song from, like, a long time ago. And last year our theme was, like, Ritz Fire Station. I loved how, like, that had to do with, like, the color red, too.
Last year's The Whites was Whites Wearing the Red Tan. I thought it was so creative.
I loved it. Both of ours.
Welcome to Which One? Brothers. And, you know, like, the tune of ours was We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah, and it's like kind of like they told us it was like for sportsmanship or like I don't know.
It's a literal fire song.
Yeah. What's it like adjusting to a new cabin? Because we were in cabin 5 for like 2 years, and like we had the same counselor. So like, what's it like?
I like how we had like a little change, like in cabin 5, it was Kylie and then a ton of other counselors that switched
in and out with a bunch of counselors. Yeah, that was a crazy summer.
Yeah, and then this year, second session, I love how we have three different new counselors from
and the wall is down.
And the wall is down in 6 and 7, so we're able to go in each other's cabin. We're not a separate cabin. We're one big cabin.
I think that's what we were all worried about, like being in two separate cabins.
Yeah. Now we're called 6.5.
Okay. Let's jump into some of your favorites, starting with favorite evening program.
I think that my favorite evening program is probably Capture the Flag.
I agree. It's just so fun.
Yeah.
Like getting to see your positions for the first time. What is your position?
This year, the whole entire year, I've been a flag guard, but I have been every other position.
I've never been anything but a flag guard, so...
I love being a flag guard, though.
Sam is so fun. What's your favorite activity, to do during the day?
I really like skiing/tubing. I also really like swimming games. In skiing/tubing, I just never get to ski at home, so I think it's really nice to be able to ski at camp with new friends and stuff, and tube.
Yeah, I love tubing. Yesterday I went tubing and I got whipped off so many times. It was so fun.
And then swimming, I just love being able to go on the blob, which is a water trampoline, if she hasn't mentioned that in any of her podcasts.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love going on the water slide. It's really fun.
Yeah. What is your favorite food and dessert?
My favorite food here, it's I like breakfast or just like lunch?
In general.
I like the French toast.
We had that this morning with soda.
I know.
And how about your favorite dessert?
My favorite dessert is probably the apple pie or the fudgesicles. I love them.
I love the ice cream sandwiches.
Oh yeah, they're so good.
Yeah.
I also really like the bread bowls. They're really good.
Yeah. And last for the favorites, what's your favorite thing to do in downtime? Or at rest hour?
I love rest hour because I get to play jacks with my friends, make bracelets. I think it's great.
Yeah.
And that we also get a break from activities on a hot day or something.
Yeah. Alright, well thanks, Allegra.
Thanks.
If you'd like to be a guest on Beside Lake Mita, DM us on Instagram @BesideLakeMita or email us at BesideLakeMita@gmail.com. Until we meet again.